as much as I have, as much as I rock with the NVIDIAs, as much as I rock with the Metas, remember some of my favorite companies are Waste Management, Costco, Fastenal, United Rentals. You feel me? There's a reason behind that. And the reason behind that is this. These businesses still perform well, even though the spotlight ain't always on. Right? These businesses perform well, even though the spotlight not always on them. Now, watch this. Boring is good for business. So look at this. 10-year returns on these companies. Berkshire Hathaway. Y'all know I own that too. Right? 198%. Hershey, 200%. Fastenal, 255%. Home Depot, 306%. Waste Management, 309%. Costco, 385%. Domino's, 431%. Monster Energy Drink, 524%. Why did I put this up here today? Because I want us to understand that, yes, it's good to be a part of the waves, but you got to have a catalyst to what you're doing. And it's okay to have businesses that don't get the spotlight shine on them that's still going to execute your portfolio. It's why I own businesses like Lululemon. It's why I own businesses like, you know, Fastenal, United Rentals. You know what I'm saying? I own them type of businesses. Right? I own them. Chipotle. Right? They boring. The only one I didn't really get in, I ain't gonna lie, on here was Domino's. I never, like, looked at it. I never just got in it. But these are boring businesses. GW Granger. Boring businesses that still just do a few things. They do a couple things really, really good, but they do them at a high level. They do them at a high level. They don't get the spotlight like the Amazons and the... They don't get the spotlight like the NVIDIAs, but when you put them next to each other and they go return for return, I'm trying to tell you. Free cash flow gonna look good. They're gonna increase their dividend consistently, and they probably got a chokehold on the industry. So it's okay. It's okay to love your NVIDIAs. It's okay to in love your, it's okay to get in your technology and be like, yeah, tech. That's cool. But here's what I want you to understand. When tech had them big pullbacks like that, you still won't be getting money. You still won't be getting money. Now, I will say, in the Patreon, them lottery picks, they be getting money. They be stocked. They be like, man, Trap, where the hell you found this at? Even in the Trappers Anonymous, when we do Ticker Symbol Tuesdays, when I give them that ticket, they be like, damn, Trap, where you found this at? Because it be companies that's off the radar.
Your stocks don't need to be in the streets.
Nah. It could be ducked off. Because the goal here is to do what? Print money. Kind of like me asking Ashan, do you want to be a successful day trader or do you want to be a successful money printer? It's a big difference. It's a big difference. That's why I had the other company, SAIA, the trucking company, went crazy for us last year. Went crazy for us. Another company, TPL, went crazy for me last year. I mean, year four last. Understanding that you don't look, somebody sent it right now. SSD, it was another company I put in the Patreon. VRRM, another company. I done put so many bangers in there, but it's companies that don't get the spotlight. And but believe it or not, that's why they bangers. So I want us to understand that we don't always gotta be in companies that the market is putting a highlight on. Because here's what happens. Once the big fish get on it, now you moving depending on them. Because when they in it, it's gonna run. When they leave it, it's gonna fall. Look, somebody say, bro, that APH pair is a beast in my portfolio. I done put bangers in there. And when you read it, you like, man, how the hell Trav found this play? It's because I really don't even look at, if I'm being honest, I don't be worried about the big companies all the time. I have them because they perform. But I be looking for them underdog plays that's going to just run crazy for me and I ain't got to look at them. I remember when I found this company, Winnebago. I remember when I first invested, bro, that company ran for me for about 3 years. And then I just got out of it because I saw it. Another company, Val Resorts, ran for me. They owned a lot of property in Colorado, all the ski resorts. It ran for me until the pandemic. I got out of it. Slowed down because nobody wasn't going. Do it like that. They own 85% of the resorts in Colorado. Last time I checked, they ain't building no new mountains. The last time I checked, God ain't blowing no more mountains here. You feel me? Out in the mountains. And it was good. Last time I checked, that wasn't happening.
What's good, Trappers, man? It's your boy, the Wall Street Trapper. Right now, I want to invite you to an amazing experience full of value. That is my community, Trappers Anonymous. It's 100% the greatest fundamental investing community on the market.
Listen,
your portfolio should be a masterpiece. And the only way we get you there is if we help you to learn how to invest with confidence. Now, listen, I get it. Like, you don't know a lot about stocks, or maybe you've heard people say how much money they lost in stocks, but I can guarantee you, one, because they weren't in the community, and two, they lack the information. Our goal in Trappers Anonymous is to help you, really to hold your hand on the journey to becoming a confident investor, learning how to navigate through the different events that the stock market goes through to take you from panic to encouragement. There's no better time than now. This is an opportunity only for those who are willing to be on the journey. So listen, man, click the link below. Come join me in Trappers Anonymous, man. I will see you in one of our many classes, whether it's Moat Monday, whether it's the two-hour class we do on Sunday, or whether it's just a book club. Everything is geared toward making you a better investor so you can triple your net worth and turn your last name to an asset. It's your boy, Wall Street Trapper. See you in a trap.
It's good to be at, but I play the game, and I play the game from every level, right? So when you talking about trap, you ain't just seeing trap. Even when we do picks, when we be doing plays, like damn, trap, what you did a play on CrowdStrike? You did a option play on Eli. I talked about Eli Lilly before anybody, bro. People ain't get on Eli Lilly till it started running. I was on that thing when it was like 170. I'm like, bro, this a banger. This during the pandemic, though. Nobody ain't hear me. I was on CrowdStrike. I mean, I was on EYL. I was the first one said that. Yo, CrowdStrike, it was $54. People was like, what? Now look at it. They like, damn. Align Technology, Salesforce, ServiceNow. I could go on and on. It's because I love this game. Nothing against nobody, but I can tell you about companies outside of Apple, Microsoft, then this ain't nothing against, I don't gotta be in the big companies to get returns. We do it with the recession portfolio, bro. We only had two big names in that last year. Facebook, Nvidia. Everything else was other, it was Costco, it was Lockheed Martin, it was VTRX, it was AKR. This company, you're like, where this dude get these companies from? Who talked about Celsius before me? I ain't never heard nobody say nothing about it. I ain't heard nobody say nothing about Celsius before me. Because I love the game, bruh. I love the game. And so you got people that be like, I saw somebody the other day said, Trap, why you ain't post no loss today? I said, bro, I don't care about, bro, I done showed you $100,000 loss. I done showed you $75,000 loss. I done showed you $50,000 loss. I done showed you $40,000 loss. Bro, I don't care about, you think I care about losing money in the game. I don't, bro. I care about playing a game every day. Loss is going to come. I don't care about no loss. People think you supposed to hide the loss. You only hide the, watch this, bro. You only hide your losses from people when you feel like the losses determine your value as a player of the game. That's when you hide your, that's when you can't, when you making people think everything you do is win, that's because your value is based on you telling people you don't ever lose. My value is based on, I'm telling you that every day, no matter what, I'm playing the game. That's where my value at. So I can show you a $100,000 loss, a $150,000 loss, but I'm gonna show you a $244,000 win too. I'm gonna show you it all. And I'm gonna tell you, my value is not because I win or lose. My value is that every day, no matter what, trap playing the game. That's my value to the culture in this game. I'm gonna show you the good, the bad, and the real, real ugly. And my people in the Patreon know one thing. When shit got really, really ugly, man, Trap still tall with us. He was on a Zoom every other day with us. He was on a Zoom every other week with us on a Zoom for 2 and 3 hours. Explaining to us what he see, why he see it, telling us to be patient, telling us to be calm. Because, bro, I don't care about losing. I know it's a part of the game. You can't be a hustler in the street if you don't know you're going to get jacked one day, robbed one day, shot at one day, police going up on you one day, somebody going to steal your stash, you're going to need a bail bondsman, you're going to need a good lawyer. These type of things got to happen. You know what that's called? A loss to get a gain. You got to have it. You gotta have them. And if you playing this game and you scared to lose some money, this ain't the game for you. If you playing this game and you scared to lose some money, this ain't the game for you. Because the losses is what build up your confidence.